Okay. So let's remind ourselves what we had yesterday, and then we'll go on in the Gemara. So we saw yesterday that the Machlekes of Rav Huna and Rav Nachman versus Rav Yochanan. Rav Huna and Rav Nachman hold that there's a concept of Hashlamah Midrabbanan, that before Bar Mitzvah, a year before Bar Mitzvah for a Chayla, and 2 years before Bar Mitzvah for a Bari, the Kotan already fast for a whole day. Rav Huna spoke about a girl, and Rav Nachman spoke about a boy, but it comes to the same thing. A year before, or 2 years before Bar Mitzvah or Bas Mitzvah, 13 and 12, they already mashlim midrabbanan. So that's, let's say in the case of a boy, we'll talk about a boy. So when he's 11 years old and 12 years old, depending if he's a chayla or Bari, he's mashlim midrabbanan. And then 2 years before that, there's a we're mechanichim l'shoyis. That's Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have the concept of Hashlama Midrabbanan at all. He says Hashlama Midrabbanan Leka. All there is Shois. 2 years of Shois for a Bari, 1 year of Shois for a Chayla. So the Gemara discussed, how do they learn the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that a Kotman, we're Mechanach a Kotman, ain't Ma'anan Esatinaikis, but we're Mechanachim Lefnei Shana Lefnei Shana Sayim, which according to Rashi means, Lefnei Shana means a year before the Shana has some of Lepirkei, so that means, in effect, 2 years before. Lepnei Shana is 2 years before Bar Mitzvah, and Lepnei Shana Shayim is 3 years before Bar Mitzvah. So the Mishnah says that we're mechanech a child 2 or 3 years before his Bar Mitzvah. So what is the Mishnah talking about? So the Gemara says, according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, it's nicha. According to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, it's good. That's so clear in the Gemara, how it's good. Different gesoys in the Gemara, if the Gemara spells out how it's good or doesn't spell out how it's good, but akapanim, it needs to be figured out. How is it good according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman? It's not good according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Rav Huna and Rav Nachman hold that Hashlama is a year or two before Bar Mitzvah, and Shois is three or four years before Bar Mitzvah. So how can the Mishnah say 2 or 3? 2 or 3 is not 1 or 2, and it's not 3 or 4. It's neither. It doesn't seem to. So why is the Gemara say that it's good? So Rashi learns, maybe he's even got this in the Gemara. The Bach is Magir that way in the Gemara. That the Gemara means like this. The Gemara is not talking about a bari. The Gemara is talking about a chayla. So you know the din by a chayla is that he's mashlim a year before Bar Mitzvah. So he starts to be mashlim when he's 12. And he fast shoyis 2 years before that. So when he's 10 and 11, he fast shoyis. So a chayla fasts when 10 and 11, he fasts shoyis. When he's 12, he's mashlim. So the Mishnah says, lefnei shana, lefnei shana sayim, what the Mishnah means is that he starts to fast Shois 2 years before his Bar Mitzvah Midrabbanan. That's how we, before his Hashlama Midrabbanan, which is 3 years before his Hashlama Midrais. So let's just make a picture, be helpful. Make a picture. So according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, according to Rashi, so this is Rashi explaining Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. So let's say you have 13 years, he's mashlim. When he's 13 years old, he's mashlim. That's their Isa. When he's 12 years old, he's mashlim midirabbanan. This is all a chayla. When he's 11, he fasts shois. When he's 10, he fasts Shois, because Shois is always 2 years according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. So then when the Mishnah said, Lefnei Shana, that means he starts fasting when he's 10, which is Lefnei Shana, which is 2 years before his Hashlama Midrabbanan, which is the same thing as Lefnei Shana Sayim, 3 years before his Hashlama Midrais. That's how Rashi explains how the Gemara works according to Rav Huna, how the Mishnah works according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. And yesterday I spoke through, the Rosh asks, it's a very strange way for the Mishnah to express itself. He starts fasting 2 years before his Hashlama Midrabbanan. Why would the Mishnah make the Hashlama Midrabbanan into the landmark? The Mishnah didn't even say explicitly such a concept of Hashlama Midrabbanan. Why does that become the landmark by which we define you know, 10 years old is called 2 years before his Hashlamah Midrabbanan. Hashlamah Midrabbanan, that's why is that? Why are we measuring against that? And also the Rosh asked, according to this Mahalach, so how does the Gemara even know that a Bari starts at 9? That a Bari starts fasting Shalis at 9? Where does it say that? It doesn't say it in the Mishnah. It doesn't say it later in the Braisa. So where'd that come from? So I suggested in Rashi, that Rashi learns, I want him to die in the Lashon of Rashi, that this din that a Chayil is Mashlim when he's 12, that a Chayil starts to be Mashlim when he's 12, and a Bari when he's 11, this din of Ashlam Midrabbanan, it's not a din of Chinuch HaKtanim. There's no such thing as chinuch haktanim by Yom Kippur. That's the Mishnah ein ma'anan es hatinoik. It's Rashi learned the Gemara and Ayin Ches that way. That since it's Hainu Revise, it's part of his nurturing. There's no chinuch. Chazal u'mefkir chinuch haktanim by Yom Kippur. So rather, it's what Rashi calls perek hashlamas devayim. The din that at 12 years old or at 11 years old he's mashlim. It's not the pshat u'mechanech hakotun. The pshat isn't midrabon. He's not a kotun anymore. L'inyan fasting on Yom Kippur, we took away from him the status of a tinoik. Now he becomes a gadol. So the Hashlama Midrabanan at 12 for a Chayla, which was the Mishnah's talking about, or 11 by a Bari, which is, as the Braisa adds, that by a Bari he starts a year earlier, it's not a Chinuch Derabon, it's not a Chinuch Akdanim, it's a din that he's at Midrabanan, he's a Golo. Midrabanan is a Golo. So now the din of Shois is that you start fasting 2 years before you're a Golo. That's what the Mishnah means, Lifnei Shana. Lifnei Shana means Lifnei the Shana Hasomach Lipirkei. That means 2 years before you're a gadol. That's taka the din. Shois is 2 years before you're a gadol. That's not just a simon. That's together. Chazal said that 2 years before you're a gadol, you start to fast shois. Except that when are you a gadol? When you fast the whole day, because then midrabanan, you're a gadol. So that's what the Mishnah says. You start fasting 2 years before you're a gadol midrabanan, which is 3 years before you're a gadol midraisa, because a chayla becomes a gadol midrabanan just 1 year before he becomes a gadol midraisa. Bari starts becomes a Golem Midrabanan 2 years before he's a Golem Midraisa. The Mishnah is talking about a Chayla. But upon him, the Mishnah says, the din of Shois is 2 years before you become a Gadol. So Memela it follows that by a Bari who becomes a Gadol already, Midrabanan at 11, because that's the Braisa later, that a Bari starts fasting the whole day at 11. So that's when that's his Perek Hashlamas Devayim. That's when he becomes a Gadol. So by him, what's Lifnei Shana? What's the 2 years before he's a Gadol? When he's 9. So that's how Rav Nachman knew that a Bari starts fasting Shois already at 9. Not that that's a din extra from the Mishnah. In a way, that follows from the din of the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah says you start fasting 2 years before you're a Gadol. Ben b'chayla ben b'bari. The Mishnah is only talking about the Chayla in the sense that the Mishnah says 2 years before you're a Gadol midrabanan is 3 years before you're a Gadol midraisa. By a Bari, that is not true. Because by a Bari, A bari is a gadol midrabon already at 11, and therefore his lifnei shana is when he's 9. So in the case of a bari, had the mishnah been talking about a bari, it would have said that he starts fasting shois 2 years before his bar mitzvah midrabanan, which is 4 years before his bar mitzvah midraisa. The mishnah that says which is 3 years before his bar mitzvah midraisa, that's because we're talking about a chayla. But the etz and din of lifnei shana, that you start fasting shalis 2 years before your perek hashlama, your perek hashlama is tibayim, that's really across the board ben b'chayla ben b'bar. Anyway, that's what I wanted to work out yesterday in Rashi. So now let's go on in the Gemara, because we really left the Gemara in the middle. So the Gemara says bishlamara koyter funer of Nachman. So fine. So now we know that it's nicho. We understand the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara like the Bach. That it means lifnei shana lifnei shtayim means lifnei shana ledivreim lifnei shtayim ledivrei Torah, meaning lifnei shana 2 years before your bar mitzvah midrabanan, which is 3 years before your bar mitzvah midrais. El Rabbi Yochanan kasha. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah Shver, so Rashi learns Pshadis, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no such thing as hashlama midrabanan. The shois, well, there is a shois, and when a shois, if you're a chayla, shois is 1 year. When he's 12, he fasts shois. And if he's a bari, then when he's 11 already, he fasts shois. So it's 1 or 2 years before his bar mitzvah, he fasts shois. But the Mishnah says, lifnei shana, lifnei shnasayim, lifnei shana, lifnei shnasayim means two or three. How can it be 2 or 3? According to Rabbi Yochanan, all there is a shois. And shois is 1 or 2 years before his bar mitzvah. When he's either 12, he's a chayla, or 11 if he's a bari. But the Mishnah says 2 or 3. How can it be 2 or 3? It's 1 or 2. The Gemara answers, "Amalecha Beirchen, and my Shana Shtayim, my shana ishtayim samuch lepirkan. So Rashi says, the second wide line in Rashi, leitisni lefnei shana demash mishtayim, or lefnei shtayim demash megimul shana, ela eimem mechanchnei say shana samuch lepirkan. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan takes out the word lefnei. It's not lefnei shana or lefnei shnasayim. Mechanchanoi say shana shnasayim. We're mechanachim l'shois, a year or 2 years, for a year or for 2 years, depending on whether he's a chayla or a bar. Let's think more about it. Toshma, the Tani Rabbi Bashmu, Tinoikis in Ma'amanes and Vyema Kippurim. Now, in this verse, it doesn't say anything about lefnei. It just says a year or 2 years, samach lepirkon. So that means a year or two before the bar mitzvah. So it says in this verse that we're mechanachim, the Gemara assumes chinuch min shoyz, we're mechanachim a year or two before his bar mitzvah. That sounds explicitly like Rav Yochanan, that a year or two before bar mitzvah, you have chinuch l'shoyz. So the Gemara says, bishlo Rav Yochanan nichas, according to Rav Yochanan, it's gavaldik. That's mamish. The Bryce is Mamish Rav Yochanan. Elo l'Rav Huna l'Rav Nachman Kasha. But according to Rav Huna l'Rav Nachman, what do you do with the Mishnah? What do you do with the Bryce, rather? Amilach Rabbanon, they would say to you, my chinuch nami diktoni hashlomo. The chinuch that the Bryce is talking about, when it says we're mechanech them for a year or two, it means we're mechanech them to fast the whole day. And that's taka true according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. A chayla we're mechanachim when he's 12, and a bari we're mechanachim when he's 11. So for a year or two, we're mechanachim to fast the whole day. Frankly, Amara, umikari lechinuch hashlama. Is hashlama called chinuch? Fasting the whole day is called chinuch. Shoyis is called chinuch. But Tanya went into the Bryce, is a chinuch. Hayiragalechel b'shtei shoyis. Machin leisei l'sholish. B'sholish machin leisei b'arba. So you see that the word chinuch in the context of Yom Kippur, means shoyis, not fasting the whole day. There's two chinuchim. There's the chinuch of fasting shoyis, and there's the chinuch of fasting the whole day. So, in the face of it, the Gemara's kasha is not so clear. Obviously, fasting the whole day is—it's not chinuch. It's not deraisa. So, of course, it's chinuch. I mean, what do we think it is? We didn't think it's chinuch. Shoyis is chinuch, and fasting the whole day is chinuch. Like what was the Gemara's havamina? I'm not saying it's the end of the world, this question that I'm asking, but a little bit is funny. The Gemara Kila was bothered that how can you use the word chinuch for fasting the whole day? Chinuch means shoyis. So, but fasting the whole day is also chinuch. It's not chinuch. It's not by mitzvah. Obviously, it's chinuch. I think the way I was masbir in Rashi, in Rashi and Mahalach, maybe this is better. Maybe there's a little bit of a revach here in the Gemara. Because the chinuch of fasting the whole day is not the regular chinuch. In other words, my question is, in kol ha'tayra kula, what do you call it when a katan takes a luluf? It's chinuch. He takes a luluf the same as a gadol. It's not shoyis or something. It's not some kind of a lesser kiyum. But it's called chinuch because he's a katan. And what do you call it when a katan blows shofar? What do you call it when a katan puts on tefillin? We call it chinuch. Even though he's doing it the same as a gadol, but he's a katan, so we call it chinuch. So, like, what was bothering the Gemara? That how can you call fasting the whole day chinuch? What's the shayla? We call it chinuch. They were saying what we call taking a lulav chinuch and taking a shayla and blowing shayfer chinuch by a katan and kriyas hamegila by a katan. It's all called chinuch. And in Kippur, you have an extra chinuch of shayla because we do it by hadraga. But what was the kasha in the first place? Yeah, not the end of the world. You could say the Gemara was kasha was because you see in a brisa the chinuch by Yom Kippur is called shayla, so we need another word. So I said, no, we can use the same word for both kinds of chinuch. But I'm just making the point, Lafi Rashi, I think it's more geshmak. The chinuch they have in other mitzvahs is not relevant over here. The chinuch they have by other mitzvahs, the katan is menaneah, katan is chayiv and sukkah, when you say ein sorach l'imoy, that's chinuch haktanim. That's equivalent to shoyis. Shoyis is also chinuch haktanim. Katan is chayiv and shoyis. The chinuch of hashlomo that we have in Yom Kippur is a chinuch that you don't have in kol ha'tayra kula. It's not a chinuch of chinuch haktanim, that a katan who knows that a shakal luluf takes a luluf, that a katan who's able to sit in the sukkah by himself is where he sits in the sukkah. That on your kippah you don't have, because since Hayin Rebbe Sayo, the Gemara Nayin Ches, they took that away. So what's the chinuch that you have on your kippah? What do you have on your kippah? You have a shloma That's not chinuch haktanim. Rather, that's a din that it's perik hashlamas derayim, that midrabbanan becomes a gadol early. Midrabbanan, he becomes a gadol a year or two before his gadlus deraisa le'inyan yom kippur. So the Gemara thought that's not called chinuch. That's not chinuch in the conventional sense. The conventional chinuch is chinuch haktanim. That's what we call shoyis, like the Gemara quotes a braisa. What is chinuch? Chinuch of shoyis, because that's chinuch haktanim. But here we're talking about not chinuch haktanim. We're talking about becoming a gadol early. Why? So that's not chinuch. It's at least it's not chinuch in the normal sense of the word. So the Gemara answers in a chinami trei chinuch yehavi. There's the chinuch of kol haTorah kulo, which is like the chinuch of shoyis, where you're doing the mitzvah as a katan. Except in Kippur, you can't do the mitzvah fully because Hainer Bisayos, so you do shoyis. And then there's a different kind of chinuch that you don't have in kol haTorah kulo. The Gemara is surprised that that's called chinuch, but it's called chinuch nonetheless. And that is chinuch in the sense that we're going to make you a gadol early so you have practice at being a gadol. Only a gadol fasts the whole day. But we're not going to wait till your bar mitzvah to call you to make you a gadol because we want you to have practice. So we're going to, that's the idea of chinuch. So therefore, because we have this idea of practice that we want you to learn how, chanuch l'nar al-kidarka, we want you to learn how. So we can't make you fast as a katan because that's the din of the Mishnah, ein ma'ananas ha-tinoikas. Tinoikas don't fast. And that's the Gemara in Ayin Ches, because we took chinuch away from tinoikas because of Hayin Rivisayim. But what we could do is we can make you a gadol early, a little bit early. So Gemara didn't think that that should be called chinuch at all. Gemara is mechadish. Yes, chinuch has, there's a new sense in which we can use the word chinuch. Not chinuch haktanim, but becoming a gadol early. I think the Fi Rashi, at least the Fi the Mahalach that I want to say in Rashi, I think that's the sense of this trei chinuchi having. It's two, not just that there's shoyis and there's hashlama. It's two different kinds of chinuch. There's the chinuch of shoyis. That's more, point to Rashi, that's more like the chinuch you have in Shar Mitzvahs. It's chinuch haktan. And then there's the other chinuch, the chinuch of hashlama. That's a different kind of chinuch. That's the chinuch of perik hashlamas derayim, of becoming a gadol before you're actually a gadol midrash. Let's take a look at the Russian side. You know what? Maybe it'd be helpful. You'll bear with me a second, and I'll try to put it up so we can look at it together. It's going to take me a minute. Maybe I should have done this before. Just bear with me. Okay. You have it? You see it? There are some in your base. So we'll skim through, we'll go run through fast in the beginning because he just runs through the Gemara with Rashi. Masnis na tinaikis in ma'ananais in b'yema kippurim, aval machanchanais in l'shona, kaidim shona, kaidim shtayim. He seems to have a different gifts in our Mishnah. It says l'fnei shona, l'fnei shtayim. He has kaidim shona and kaidim shtayim. The Chor comes to the same thing. Pirish, it goes like Rashi, Kaidim Shana Shachare Yaschil's Man Chiyuv. Kaidim Shana means before the year after which the Zman Achiyuv will come, meaning 2 years. The Hainu Shnasu Gimel. Shu Yibeni Gimel Vyamechan Maschil Chiyuv. Kaidim Shana, Hainu Shnas Shtemisre, when he's 11. The Kaidim Shtaim, Hainu Shnasu Chadasar. Okay, that's Mamish Rashi. I want to. So the Moya is Hashim Teshai Machantel and Neshon Miboy, Omer Chisli Kashikan Machel Kamiboy. Omer Apunu Ben Shmeidim and Teshai Machantel and Shoyis. So and Shteishe Mashlim Midraisa Betinik. But like Pliki Rafun of Rav Nachman. One's talking about a Tinik, one's talking about a Tinikus. Rav Yechon Amar Hashlam Midrayim Leko, there's no such thing as Hashlam Midrabanan. Ela Ben Yud, Ben Yudalak, Machan Chanesh Lashois, Ben Yud Bilbi, Ben Yud Beis, Mashlim in Midraisa Betinikus, and Ben Yud Gimel Mashlim in Betinik. Tanana Tinikus in Ma'anonis and Vyamakir was the more close to Mishnah. Aval Machan Chanesh Lashkaidim Shana, Kaidim Shdayim. Bishnamuler Afunul of Nachman Nicho. The Rosh had the gears of the Gemara Nicho, not that in Agamar the Gemara elaborates how they learn the Mishnah. The Rosh just has the gears of Bishlamuler Afunul of Nachman Nicho without the Gemara spelling out how it's Nicho. In the Taisus of Rosh, it's Mavur Beferish that it's the different gears of the Gemara. Eller Rav Yechon and Kasha, but according to Rav Yechon on how do you read the Mishnah? And the Gemara is going to answer Rav Yechon takes out the word Kaidim. So, but the question is, how is it Nicho according to Rav Yechon and Rav Nachman? Well, Pirish Rashi. This is all familiar to us. Afel gafter Rav Huna Rav Nachman have a chinuch habari dalad shanim. Even though koin to Rav Huna Rav Nachman, chinuch is 4 years before bar mitzvah. So how can the Mishnah say two or three? Motzel teyutzel mas nisin kula bechayla. They could say the whole Mishnah is talking about a chayla. V'hochi kamar. This is what the Mishnah means. Mechan chanay se koinim shan alash lamad rabbanon. 2 years before his bar mitzvah mid rabbanon. The hainu koinim shtayim, which is 3 years before his ashlamad deraisa. It's a nearly doichik. The Rosh, I don't like that. And he has two kashas in Rashi, the two kashas that we spoke through. First of all, the Hashlamu Rabbanu Mandocha Shmei. Hashlamu Rabbanu was never even mentioned in the Mishnah. Sheyitin b'hatana simin, that the Tana should make that the milestone. Simin lahaknim lachinuch, that you start fasting shoyis 2 years before Hashlamu Rabbanu. Why is that the milestone? We didn't even mention this such a din. We're just miramis to it now. So why should that be the milestone? V'oid kashali. How do they know that the Bari starts fasting Shois earlier? The Mishnah just says 3 years before Bar Mitzvah, meaning when you're 10, you start fasting Shois. Where did they get that a Bari starts fasting Shois when he's 9? So these two kashas, we already answered on behalf of Rashi. That 12 years old is not Stam Simon. 12 years old is the Gedr Hadover, that you start fasting Shalis 2 years before your Bar Mitzvah. But 12 years old is your Bar Mitzvah by a Chayla. 12 years old is his Bar Mitzvah Midr Rabban, and his Godless, his Perek Hashlamas Devayim. And a Chayla, a Bari, has an earlier Hashlamas Devayim. He has an earlier Bar Mitzvah, because that's the Braisa. That a Chayla starts fasting a whole day, his Perek Hashlamas Devayim was when he's 11. So 2 years before that is when he's 9. Kama, we already went through many times. But the Rosh doesn't like that. Hilgach nearly lefarish. So how's the Rosh going to learn? Again, the Rosh trying to explain. How do Rav Huna and Rav Nachman explain the Mishnah? The Mishnah says you start fasting 2 or 3 years before your Bar Mitzvah. But Rav Huna and Rav Nachman say, not sorry, the Mishnah says you start chinuch, which presumably means shois, 2 or 3 years before your Bar Mitzvah. But according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, you start fasting shois 3 or 4 years before your Bar Mitzvah, not 2 or 3. So Rashi's solution was, we're talking about a chayla who fasts 3 years before his bar mitzvah, but the Mishnah means he starts fasting 3 years before his bar mitzvah deraisa, but 2 years before his bar mitzvah midrabbanan. That's Rashi. But again, the Rosh has rejected that. So how does he explain the Mishnah? What is this? How can the Mishnah say you start fasting shoyis 2 or 3 years before your bar mitzvah? It's not true. You start fasting shoyis 3 or 4 years before your bar mitzvah, not 2 or 3. Answers the Rosh, Hilkach Niri Lefarash. Mechant Chalei said, Koinim Shana ve Koinim Shtayim Lashlama De Raisa. You start fasting 2, Koinim Shana is 2, or Koinim Shtayim, which is 3, 2 or 3 years, before your Ashlama De Raisa, before your Bar Mitzvah De Raisa, meaning 2 and 3 years before your Bar Mitzvah. That's when you're 10 and 11. The Hainu Shalosh Shonim Koinim Gadlus, which is 3 years before your Gadol. When we come up in Shaminon, Sheish Chiluk Ben Chayla Labari. So we can learn out from here that there's a difference between a Chayla and a Bari. I'm just reading the words without understanding them yet. The Mishnah should have just said 3 years before your Bar Mitzvah, you start to fast, because that's the Emes. A Chayla starts fasting 3 years before his Bar Mitzvah. Why does the Mishnah say 2 and 3? It's coming to teach me there's a difference in a chayla and a bari. But the Mishnah is talking about a chayla, because a bari really starts fasting 4 years before his bar mitzvah. The Mishnah said 3. The Mishnah is talking about a chayla. But by saying 2 and 3, it's merames that a bari fasts 40 shoyes already for. So he gives us Rashi. That's how Rashi's gersh in the Gemara. It's all Rashi's gersh in the Gemara. But the Rosh has this new, in this nekudah of how to learn the Mishnah, the Rosh has this new pshat. So what's the Rosh saying? The Rosh is the chayr of Eri Sosin. Well, what do the words even mean? The Rosh rejected the idea, Rashi's idea, that the Mishnah should be marking time based on the Hashlamah Derabbanan, you know, based on how many years it is before his Perek Hashlamas Derayim. The Rosh doesn't like that. Hashlamas Derayim Adoch Hashmei. We don't even know about that earlier in the Mishnah. All we know about is Bar Mitzvah. We can't make 12 years old the landmark. The landmark has to be 13, as he stresses. So what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says you fast shoyes 2 or 3 years before you're 13. So what is that? Is that a bari or a chayla? A bari starts fasting shoyes 4 years before he's bar mitzvah when he's 9. So we're not talking about a bari. We're talking about a chayla. As the Rosh says, Masnisin Mairi Le Mairi Ela Mechayla. The Mishnah is talking about a chayla. The Rosh, and that in that point, the Rosh agrees to Rashi that the Mishnah must be talking about a chayla. Because it's a chayla who starts fasting shoyes 3 years before his bar mitzvah. A bari starts fasting 4 years before his bar mitzvah. So the Mishnah should say that a chayla, whom the Mishnah is talking about, starts chinuch shoyes 3 years before his bar mitzvah. But that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that he starts fasting 2 or 3 years before his bar mitzvah. How did the two come in? Says the Rosh, that it means that when mechanechim 2 or 3 years before his bar mitzvah, a little bit cryptic what he's saying. The Chori means, it means when mechanechim 2 and 3 years before his bar mitzvah. 2 and 3 years before his bar mitzvah, a chayla fast choice. So it's not 2 or 3, but it's 2 and 3, meaning a chayla fast choice when he's 2 years before his bar mitzvah, when he's 11, and he fast choice when he's 3 years before his bar mitzvah, when he's 10. So when he's 10 and he's 11, he fast choice. That's a funny lashon. So why did it mention? That's a funny lashon. The Gemara itself rejected that at the very beginning of the sugya. How did the sugya begin? The sugya began by asking, if it says 2, why does that? If it says 3, why did it have to say 2? If he fast shoyes kaidim shnosayim, so kaidim shanim ibaya. Rav Chisda answered, kam b'chayil kam b'bari. So you see, the Gemara b'feirish said it can't mean 2 and 3 because it doesn't make sense. If you fast 3 shoyes before your bar mitzvah, so it goes without saying you fast shoyes 2 years before your bar mitzvah. And it was because of that that Rav Chisda said you have to be mechalik. The Mishnah means 2 or 3, kam b'chayil kam b'bari. So how can the Rosh now say Aliba the Rahun and Rav Chisda that the Mishnah means we're talking about a chayla who starts fasting shoyes taka 3 years before bar mitzvah when he's 10? So what does it mean? Kaidim shana, kaidim shnasayim. It means 2 and 3. What is that? And then he adds something even more strange. He says mikol mokim shaminon, but our kapanim we learn out from the Mishnah sheish chilik ben chayla labari, that there's a difference between a chayla and a bari. Because the Mishnah, Taka should have only said 3 years before his bar mitzvah. Why did the Mishnah say 2 years before his bar mitzvah? Right? Like very similar to the Gemara's question. The Gemara should have said just 3 years before your bar mitzvah. Why does the Mishnah mention 2 years before your bar mitzvah? Bolash mienu, the Mishnah says that the Mishnah says the 2 and the 3, talking about a chayla, to teach me that there's a difference in a chayla and a bari, and that a bari starts fasting earlier. Choice. But the Mishnah is still talking about a chayla because a bari is 4. No, but kitzur, the Rosh is sisrei Torah. What's going on in this Rosh? What does the Rosh mean? How does the Mishnah saying that a chayla fasts 2 and 3 years before his bar mitzvah, which is a redundant lashon, as the Gemara itself asks, because if it says 3, then I know 2. How is that meramis to me somehow? That a bari starts fasting 4 years before his bar mitzvah. The Mishnah should have said that a chayla starts fasting 3 years before his bar mitzvah. By telling me that a chayla fasts choice two and three years before his bar mitzvah, it's miramis that a bari starts fasting choice 4 years before his bar mitzvah. I'm a sasa b'chasa. It's the pasha, the pshat, and the rosh. So we're not discovering America. The Karban Sadal asked the kasha. The Karban Sadal says, I think a very, very difficult pshat. Karban Sadal says, what the Rosh means is, the The Mishnah should have said a chayla starts fasting 3 years before his bar mitzvah. But, so why did it say 2 and 3? Because there is a person who starts fasting shoys 2 years before his bar mitzvah. Who is that? A very sick person, a very sickly child. Not stam a chayla, but a chayla sheba chaylim. A very, very sickly child. He starts fasting shoys only two years before his bar mitzvah. And by telling me that there's a difference between a very sickly child and a stam sickly child, it's miramis to me that a healthy child starts a year before, 4 years before his bar mitzvah. Wow, that's very bizarre pshat. First of all, kuli hai havli lefarish, the Rosh should explain that. And we don't find the Gemara in such a category. There's a chayil and there's a bari. We don't find such a category. And also, how do the Rav Nachman know? If the Mishnah says 2 and 3, it means 2, depending on his health. So how do you know that the two is a chayla sheba chaylim, and the three is a chayla stam? And then we will extrapolate that a bari is four. Maybe the 2 is for a chayla and the 3 is for a bari. There's a complicated way out of that question. You could say, well, the Bryce already told me. You know, it's not even going to work. Take it away. So I'm a Shapella. The carbon status pshat in the Rosh, I think, is not tenable. So then what's the Rosh saying? Put this up on the whiteboard. Let's put this up on the whiteboard. So we're now in the Rosh. And again, Harav Funa and Rav Nachman explain the Mishnah. So the Rosh agrees to Rashi that the Mishnah is talking about a chayla. So chayla, we know the halacha chayla is that when he's 13, he's mashlim. When he's 12, he's mashlim. Nobody argues about that. When he's 11, he fasts shoyz. And when he's 10, he fasts shoyz. So the Rosh says that pshat in the Mishnah is 2 and 3 years. He starts fasting chinuch shoyz. You have chinuch shoyz, 2, lufnei shana, lufnei shnasayim. Lufnei shana means 2 years, lufnei shnasayim means 3. So we saw already how Rashi learns, Lifnei Shana means 2 years before your Bar Mitzvah Derabanan, which is 3 years before your Bar Mitzvah Deraisa. The Rosh rejects that. Bar Mitzvah Derabanan is not a concept that the Rosh has at all. There's no reason that the Hashlamah Derabanan should be a landmark. The only landmark that the Mishnah would be using would be 13, because that's the landmark that we know from Kolot Kula, the Perek of Gadlus. So when the Mishnah says 2 and 3 years, it has to be marking off from Bar Mitzvah. So Lifnei Shana, 2 years before Bar Mitzvah, is when he's 11. That's Lifnei Shana. Lifnei Shnasayim, also, it has to be from the same landmark, because there's only one landmark. So Lifnei Shnasayim is 3 years before his Bar Mitzvah, which is when he's 10. And it's talking about a chayla. So that means the Mishnah is talking about one case. A chayla fasts Lifnei Shana and Lifnei Shnasayim from his Bar Mitzvah, meaning when he's 11 and when he's 10. I'm just going over the Rosh now on the whiteboard. Says the Rosh, really it should just say Lifnei Shnasayim. As the Gemara itself asks at the beginning of the Sugya, if I know Lifnei Shnasayim, that you start fasting Shoyis when you're 10, so obviously when you're 11, you know, you're gonna keep fasting Shoyis, because the Zman of Hashlamah hasn't come yet. So of course, if you fast when you're 10, if you have shoyz when you're 10, then you have shoyz when you're 11. So why does it have to say both? It says the Rosh, by saying both, Lifnei Shana and Lifnei Shnasayim, it's telling me that a bari has an extra year. And the question is, how is it telling me that? Where does it tell me that at all? We're talking about a chayla. Where do you say anything about a bari having an extra year? I think the pshat is like this. Bear in mind, We know that a Bari is Mashlim when he's 11. Because that's the Brisa later on. That's the Brisa the Gemara quotes later on, Peferisha Brisa, that a Bari is Mashlim a year early. He's Mashlim not when he's only when he's 12, but he starts being Mashlim when he's 11. So that's a given. That's a fact. That we know. We know that a Bari has an extra year of Ashlama because it's a Brisa. What we don't know is, when does a Bari start fasting Shais? So let's put this Bari up on the board. We can erase Rashi now for the time being. Maybe we'll regret it later, but we'll erase Rashi. Let's just talk about a Bari. So here's a Bari. He's Maslam when he's 13. Oops. He's Maslam when he's 12. He's Maslam when he's 11. Because that's the din of a Bari, that he has 2 years of Ashlam, as the Brisa says later. The way Rav Huna of Nachman interpret the Brisa. And now, what about Shois? Well, he's certainly going to have Shois when he's 10. It's no worse than a Chayla Shois when he's 10. The question is, what does he do when he's 9? What does he do when he's 9? What's the sad that he should start fasting when he's 9? Well, you could say the sad is he's sebori, he's healthier, so he should start earlier. But no, let me say it differently. The Mishnah is not talking about a bari. The Mishnah is talking about a chayla. But the Mishnah wants to be meramis to me that a chayla starts fasting shayis when he's 9. How does the Mishnah meramis that? Like this. If the Mishnah would have just said, lefnei shnasayim, that a chayla starts fasting 3 years before his bar mitzvah, then the Mishnah would merely be saying that you start fasting shayis when you're 10. And I could take that as the end of the story. You start when you're 10, you start fasting shayis. So that could be true for a boy too, mechates, that he's any different. The Mishnah, however, stresses that a chayla fasts when he's shayis, when he's 10 and when he's 11. Or the other way around, when he's 11 and when he's 10. Lefnei shana v'lefnei shnasayim. Why does the Mishnah have to stress that he fasts shayis when he's 11? If he fasts shayis when he's 10, obviously he fasts shayis when he's 11. So why does the Mishnah spell it out? Anybody have a suggestion? Anybody see where we're headed?
To show that there's 2 years of the shayis?
To show that there's 2 years of shayis. And to show that, and to tell me that that's a requirement that you need 2 years of shayis. It's not stam that you start fasting shayis when you're 10 and then you keep going till you reach hashlama. And if you're a chayla, hashlama is when you're 12. There's a din, says the Mishnah, that you have to have 2 years of shayis. You have to practice shayis for 2 years before you get up to hashlama. So in the case of the Mishnah, the hashlama is going to be when he's 12. So his shayis, so lefnei shana, lefnei shnasai. But by stressing that it's lefnei shana, lefnei shnasayim, the Mishnah is telling me a chiddush din that you need 2 years of shayis. Mimela, it follows that a bari who's already a master when he's 11, so how is he going to get in his 2 years of shayis? Must be that he starts fasting shayis when he's 9. I think that's Pashup Sad in the Rosh. That's what the Rosh is saying. The Mishnah stresses Lifnei Shana, Lifnei Shnasayim. That's the Gemara L'chatchila in the beginning of the Sugya didn't know about Chayla and Bari. So the Gemara in the beginning is Lifnei Shnasayim. So why does it have to say Lifnei Shana? If you start fasting Shoyis when you're 10, so if you start fasting Shoyis when you're 11, I mean, I understand you keep fasting Shoyis until you're Mashlim. The answer now, according to Rav Huna Rav Chisda, to this question is not Kan B'Chayla, Kan B'Bari. The answer, according to Rav Huna Rav Chisda, to the question is, the Mishnah tells me that you fast, yes, true. If you start fasting Shoyis when you're 10, we know you're going to fast Shoyis when you're 11. But the Mishnah spells it out to teach me that there's a requirement that you need 2 years of Shoyis. And the nafkamina is, for somebody who's going to start being master when he's 11, a bari, the Mishnah didn't talk about, But we know there's a category of a bari. He starts being mashal when he's 11. So he can't start fasting shoyis when he's 10, because then he's only going to have 1 year of shoyis, and the Mishnah stresses that you need 2 years of shoyis. That's why the Mishnah uses that lashon. In Mele, it follows that a bari has to have an extra year of shoyis. He has to start when he's 9, because he has to get in his 2 years of shoyis. Comes out an interesting thing that there's a machlekes, the Rosh and the Rashi and the Rosh. In a way, it's the Rosh Lashitosa. We saw that Rashi learned that 12 is a that this hashlama midrabanan when you're 12 or when you're 11 if you're a bari. Rashi learns that that's a kind of bar mitzvah. It's not a chinuch of ketanim. Chinuch by ketanim you don't have. Heiner v'isayot. Chazal took away chinuch of ketanim. It's a gadlus. It's a perik of gadlus. And then the reason why when it comes to shoyis. According to Rashi, how come a bari starts fasting shoyis when he's 9 and a chayla starts fasting shoyis when he's 11? I'm sorry, when he's 10? According to Rashi. Like, why is that true? And where does it say that it's true? There's two sides of the same coin. Where does it say that that's true? That a bari starts fasting shoyis when he's 9? And why does a bari start fasting shoyis when he's 9? The Mishnah says you start fasting shoyis when you're 10. Fine, the Mishnah met a chayla. But how do you know a bari is different? And why is a bari different? According to Rashi, the answer is because the din is you start fasting shoyis 2 years before you're a gadol. That's the zman, the age of shoyis is 2 years before you're a gadol. But Yom Kippur has a novel category of gadlus. Normally, gadlus is when you're by mitzvah. Yom Kippur has a new gadlus, perek hashlomas derayim, the perek of being mashlami derabonim. That's a gadlus. So you have to start showing, and that's chalak abari, chaylin abari. That's what it says in the Brisa later. The godless of abari is when he's 11. The godless of a chayla is when he's 12. But kach oikach, shoyis, the age of shoyis is lifnei shona, 2 years before his perek hashlamas d'reya. So since he has a different godless, if he's a bari, than if he's a chayla, so there's the age of lifnei shona. It's not that a chayla starts fasting at a different age than a starts fasting shoyis at a different age than a bari. It's that he becomes a gadol at a different age than a bari, and everything else follows from that. So the fi Rashi, the din of shoyis that you start fasting lifnei shana 2 years before is when he's 10 in the Mishnah. According to Rashi, the geder hadover is you start fasting 2 years before your gadlus. But godless means godless midrabanan. Perakash lamas devrayim, which is chaluk for a chayla nabai. The Rosh doesn't have that malach. I think the pshat is because the Rosh learns that the din of hashlamas devrayim is not a din of godless at all. It's another kind of chinuch haketanim. It's a form of chinuch haketanim. So that's not available to the Rosh. That's why he rejects Rashi's malach. So to feed the Rosh, the reason why you have why you start fasting shoyis when you're 10, if you're a chayla, and 9 if you're a bari, and how do we know that that's true? Is because it's a din that you need 2 years of shoyis. There's a din in the chinuch of shoyis is that you have to get 2 years in. You have to have the chinuch of hashlama is 1 or 2 years depending if you're a chayla or a bari, but the chinuch of shoyis is 2 years for everybody, and that's what the Mishnah stresses. Look, neishanu, look, neishanu. So l'chayra b'pshutoi, the Rosh holds that the din of hashlama when you're 12 or 11, and if it's a bari, is not a perek of godless like Rashi holds, but it's a chinuch haketanim. It's a kind of chinuch haketanim. I will could ask on the Rosh the question that I think is driving Rashi: how can there be chinuch haketanim by fasting in Yom Kippur? The Gemara says in Ayin Ches that they took away chinuch haketanim. Kevin the Heinrich Bisayel, the Gozu Barabonim, they weren't going to chinuch haketanim in Yom Kippur. So how can you tell me that 11 and 12 is an age of chinuch? Rashi's solution to that is that 11 and 12 is not an age of chinuch haketanim. It's an age of godless. That's why it's not a steer to Ayin Ches. Ayin Ches says they took away chinuch haketanim. That's the din of the Mishnah, in Ma'an and Satinekus. 11 and 12 means you're not a Tinekus. That's Rashi's world. The Rosh is a different world. The Rosh rejects. The Rosh doesn't think that. We see from all the chassidim yesterday in Rashi. The Rosh doesn't have that notion. The Rosh learns that 11 and 12 is just chinuch. Godless is 13, and the Mishnah is demarcating everything in terms of 13. The Fnei Shon, the Fnei Shon, everything's demarcated in terms of 13, because that's the only godless. 11 and 12 is chinuch. How can 11 and 12 be chinuch? We have this problem from the Gemara in Ches. The Gemara in Ches says that whatever it's high in the Rav Yisayu, they took away chinuch. 11 and 12 is still Rav Yisayu, so how could there be chinuch? So I think one of two things. Either the Rosh holds that they, even though they took away, they took away chinuch whenever you have Heiner Yisayu, but that means only that they took away early chinuch, the notion of being mechanach the child as soon as he's able. Like by most mitzvahs, as soon as they're able, you do your mechanach them. As soon as they're able to be in a sukkah, as soon as they're able to shakul lulu. That they took away by Yom Kippur. As soon as you're able, Yom Kippur, that's what we don't want, because Heiner Yisayu. But then there's a different chinuch, which is not as soon as they're able, but rather chinuch when you're coming up to the finish line. The chinuch of he's going to be my mitzvah next year, that's already a different imperative of chinuch. Now already it's not chinuch as a luxury, but now it's a chinuch that he otherwise not going to be able to know what to do when he's a bar mitzvah. Like they can't just jump in, can't just jump into the deep end. So that's a stronger imperative of chinuch that overrides Heiner Yisayu. That's one possibility. Rashi wasn't Micha to be Mechalak that way, but maybe that's what the Rosh will say. Or the Rosh holds like the Ran, that we worked out yesterday. The Ran learns that the Gemara in Ayin Ches is not talking about Achil and Shtir. It's talking only about Rechitz and Sicho. And when the Gemara says Legozu Barabonon, it doesn't mean they weren't Goizer Chinuch. It means they weren't Goizer the Inuyim Darabonon of Rechitz and Sicho by a Kotan. So the Inuyim, the Darabonon, the Kinuyim of Rechitz and Sicho, you don't have by a Kotan. But Achil and Shtir is a Deraisa. And in a Deraisa, you have Chinuch too. If you have chinuch too, so why wait till he's 12 and 11? That's just because before that it's a sakana. But 11 and 12 is not a sakana. So now already now there's a regular din of chinuch. The fact that it's Rav Yisayu, it doesn't make a difference. Who cares that it's Rav Yisayu? Rav Yisayu is just a reason not to be geizer v'chitz and sicho. Achil and shtir is not a gzeir. Achil and shtir is a din deraisa. Chinuch. So that's chinuch for deraisa. Who says they weren't geizer chinuch and by. Rav Yisayu has nothing to do. Rav Yisayu is just a svara by Rechitz and Sich. By Inuyim Deiraisa, by the Inuy Deiraisa of Achil v'Shtiyo, there's no, I don't care about Rav Yisayu. I care about Sakona. 11 and 12 is Oy Sakona. That's what we said yesterday in the Ran. And maybe the Rosh holds like the Ran. So I'll ask you an interesting shaila. Let me stop. We don't need the whiteboard anymore. So I'll ask you a question. A katan shehigia, let's say to Hashlomo or Shois, these ages. So he fasts Shois first, and then he fasts according to Avuner Nachman, there's also a Hashlomo, a chinuch of Hashlomo. What about Rechitz and Sicha? A child who reached the age of Shois, does he have Shois for Rechitz and Sicha too? And a child who reached the age of Hashlomo Midivrayim, 12 if he's a Chayla, 11 if he's a Bari, according to Avunin of Nachman, does he also have an Isra Rechitz and Sicha? So it's machlekes yishayim. You know it's going to be a machlekes. It's a machlekes yishayim. The Ran at the beginning of the parak says that we only find chinuch for shoyis and for hashlama by achila. Rechitz and sicha, there's no chinuch. He has no ister rechitz and sicha till he's bar mitzvah deraisa mamish. The Tur says that there's when he reaches the age of chinuch for achila for fasting. Shois and then later Hashlama, so he also has chinuch for Rechitz and Sicha. And the Ramah Paskins like the Torah. next day, Anan, what is it Tolian? It's totally in the machlekes. How to understand the Gemara in Ayin Ches? What was the Gemara in Ayin Ches saying by Hayin Rav Yisayu that goes with the Rabbanon? According to the Ran, the Gemara in Ayin Ches is not talking about Achil and Shtiyah. Achil and Shtiyah is a sakana. There's no discussion. We don't need a discussion about why children don't have to fast. They don't fast because it's a sakana. Like the Rosh in the beginning of the prayer. The Gemara in Ayin Ches only talking about Achitz and Sikha that they don't have it. That's not a sakana. And the Gemara therefore asks, why does the wise know there should be rechitz and sicha by children too? Chinuch, there should be rechitz and sicha. What did the Gemara answer? Since Hayin Rav Yisayu, legozu b'rabbanon. What's the gzera that we're talking about according to the Ran? What's the legozu b'rabbanon? If the whole sugya is only talking about rechitz and sicha, so what's the legozu b'rabbanon? What gzera are we referring to?
The rabbanon of rechitz and sicha.
The rabbanon of rechitz and sicha. So the Fideran, it says in Gemara Ayin Ches that Chazal were not geizer rechitz and sicha and ketanim, because rechitz and sicha is altogether the rabbanon, and Hayin Rav Yisayu it goes with the rabbanon. Achil and Shtiyah, on the other hand, are not included in that Gemara. There's no din of like goes with the rabbanon. Achil and Shtiyah is not a gzeira. Achil and Shtiyah is an ini deraisa, and the chinuch of Achil and Shtiyah is the chinuch for a mitzvah deraisa. Who says the Hayin Rav Yisayu makes a difference for that? There's a din of sakona. Ein ma'anin es atinoikis mishum sakona, like the Rambam, that Shema yavayu l'day sakona. Mishum sakona, we don't do chinuch, but when they reach the age of 11 and 12, the sakona goes away. So now they have to fast. So the Fidur Ran, what should be l'gabi rechitz and sicha when they're 12, 11, 12? What should be l'gabi rechitz and sicha? Rechitz and sicha, you still have the Gemara Nayin Ches that Hayin Rav Yisayu. What is one thing? According to the Ran, all it says in our Mishnah is that when they reach the age, or in Agamar and Asugya, is that when they reach the, when they go out of a sakana, they go into chinuch of achil and shtiyah. There was always a chinuch for achil and shtiyah, except it was a sakana. Now it's not a sakana, so you have chinuch of achil and shtiyah. Rechitz and sicha is a different nidoin. Never mind chinuch. Is there a din rechitz and sicha? Is there an inu of rechitz and sicha by a cotton? The Gemara in Ayin Ches says no, because Hayin Rav Yisayu. After he's 12, it's still Hayin Rav Yisayu. Why should that change? If it's Hayin Rav Yisayu, so why does he have to fast? Because Hayin Rav Yisayu was only a swear that there shouldn't be geizer the inuyim the rabbanon of rechitz and sicha, but it was never a swear l'gabei achil and shtiyah. So according to the Ran, it's two worlds. The Gemara in Ayin Ches is a world. Is it sugya about were they geizer rechitz and sicha? Answer: no, because Hayin Rav Yisayu they weren't geizer rechitz and sicha. That has nothing to do with achila. Agamara, totally different nidan. Achil and shtiyah. Why do they were geizer achil and shtiyah by a kotum? There's chinuch for achil and shtiyah too, but it's a sakana. So ein ma'anin es atinoikis mishum sakana shem yavayu l'day sakana. When they reach a certain age, then we start to be ma'anin them. We say, it's not a sakana anymore. So now we have, now chinuch. So now there's chinuch. So just because at 12 years old, it's not a sakana, so you have chinuch for achil and shtiyah, what does that have to do? It has nothing to do with the issue of Ayin Ches, which is, where they geizer the inuyim d'rabon rebechitz and sicha bayakotan? No, because Hayin Rav Yisayu. And that's the Ran l'shitoso, that the Ran says, there at the beginning of the parak, the Ran says, just because we mechatesa lo shamanu that there should be a nisra of rechitz and sicha, but when they're 12 years old, and meaning it doesn't leave the Gemara of Ayin Ches. The Gemara of Ayin Ches says that there's no din legozer rabban and rechitz and sicha because Hayin Rav Yisayu. I think it's a big ride that we're going al derech emes. The Ran mamish dims l'shitosu, like mamish fits right into the slot. The Ran l'shitosu, it's two different like korvos elze. The Gemara of Ayin Ches is talking about legozer rabban and rechitz and sicha. So why should that change when he's 12? It's still a gozer, rechitz and sicha is still an ini derabon, and then they weren't gozer, but welcome that of Hayin Rav Yisayu. Where does it say in Agamara differently? In Agamara is not talking about rechitz and sicha. Agamara is talking about achil and shtiyah. Achil and shtiyah were never derabon. They were always derais as far as the ini is concerned. And we don't find in Agamara that chinuch, that there's no chinuch for achil and shtiyah. A lot of this chinuch for achil and shtiyah, as long as not a sakona. In ma'ana satinaik is b'shum sakona, but at a 12 years old, it's not a sakona. So fine, so you have chinuch for achil and shtiyah. But it has nothing to do with the Gemara in Ayin Ches. So that's the Ran. The Ran says, "Mamish leipoga v'leinoga." One Gemara has nothing to do with the other Gemara. Masha Enkein, according to Rashi, let's say, Rashi and Ayin Ches learns that the Gemara is talking about Achil and Shtiyah too. Rashi, that we saw the Rashi inside in Ayin Ches. Rashi learns the Gemara when they ask the question, How come Ketanim don't have the other Minuyim? They have Nilus Asandal. So why the other Minuyim? Why don't they have the other Minuyim? Rashi learned Beferish that the Kasha was an Achilin Shtiyah too. Rashi holds that it's not a Sakana for a Katan to fast. So the Gemara is asking both an Achilin Shtiyah and an Rechitz and Sikha, why is there no Chinuch? Because even for Achilin Shtiyah, there's no Chinuch when they're young. Why not let them fast when they're as soon as they're able to? Katan Shein Asarach Lima, you should have to fast in Yom Kippur. And the Gemara answers that came into Heinrich Beisaila Gozer Barabana, meaning they took Chinuch away. Because Heinrich Beisaila took Chinuch away. If they took Chinuch away, because Heinrich Beisaila, they took Chinuch away from all of the Inuyim outside of Nilus Sandal. So if they took Chinuch away, so what changes when they're 12? So in Rashi, I think the answer is, now that they made a new bar mitzvah, they made him a bar mitzvah bocher. Perek Hashlam is Tevreim. It's not Chinuch Haktanim anymore. Now he's a gadol. Midrabanan, he's a gadol. So, from kind of chinuch, that kind of chinuch they weren't like it. Maybe say it's slightly different nusach. You could say the other nusach that I suggested, maybe when he's 12, it's a different kind of chinuch because now it's a chinuch of not an early chinuch. It's a late chinuch before it's too late. So maybe that's more chomer. So that chinuch they didn't take away. Kach ekach. But Akoponim, what we're saying is, it's one sugya according to Rashi, not two different sugyas. The fact that sugya is talking about Rechitz and Sicha, and the Gzer Durabonon of Inuyim Durabonon, and Agamor is talking about Achil and Shtiyah. According to Rashi, Rashi learns, the Gemara 9 Ches is also talking about Achil and Shtiyah. Gemara is talking about all of the Inuyim. Why does a 9-year-old child not have to fast Achil and Shtiyah, Rechitz and Sicha? And the Gemara's answer is, it's came in the Hainu of Yisayu. So they took away chinuch from an 8-year-old, from a 9-year-old. They took away chinuch. That's why he doesn't have to do the other inuim, including achil and shtiyah. But when he's 12 years old, something changes. Because when he's 12 years old, he does have to fast. So how come it's different than Gemara in Ayin Ches? The Gemara in Ayin Ches says that there should be chinuch by a little child for achil and shtiyah too. But they took it away because Haimir Visayu. And Agamar says that when he's 12 years old, he does have to fast. So it's the same, and it's the same sugya, it's the same nidoy in achil and shtiyah. Agamar is achil and shtiyah. And the Gemara Nayin Ches, according to Rashi, is also talking about Achil and Shtiyah. And the Gemara Nayin Ches says that they took away the Chinuch, that they took away Chinuch from a Kotan, because Heinrich Risayel. And Agamar says that when he's 12, Trey Chinuch Yehavi, that there is Chinuch on a Kotan. There is Chinuch for Achil and Shtiyah. So either, one of two things, either, like the Shtickle Torah that I've been pushing the whole time, that the Diak and Rashi, of Perek Hashlamas Devreim, that 12 years old is not a Chinuch Haktanim, they made him into a gadol. Or plan B, if we don't want to, I think for Rashi that's a nice mouth. There's another possibility though, that I also want to, be open to, that maybe even in chinuch there could be dargus. The chinuch of an 8-year-old is not so important as the chinuch of a 12-year-old. So they took away the chinuch from the 8-year-olds, but they didn't take away chinuch from the 12-year-olds where imleach shev emasa. Either way, take your pick. But Akoponim, it's one need. And the point is, it's one need. And the Gemara 9 Ches is talking about Chinuch of Achil and Shtiyah. And Agamar is talking about Chinuch of Achil and Shtiyah. And it says in 9 Ches that they took it away from little children. But it says in Agamar that they put it back when you turn 12. Either because that's a kind of bar mitzvah, like I'm pushing my shtickle Torah for Rashi that I'm plugging. Or because it's a more important kind of Chinuch. Kach ekach. But once it's true for Achil and Shtiyah, why shouldn't it be true for Rechitz and Sichatu? If the Gemara in Ayin Ches is talking about Achil and Shtiyah also, it's not like separate Nidoinim. There it's Rechitzah, so the Gozer Rabbanon and the Inuyim the Rabbanon. Here it's Achil and Shtiyah, which is their Isa. According to Rashi, and the Gemara in Ayin Ches are also talking about Achil and Shtiyah. So either Gemara calls it the Gozer Rabbanon, it means the Gozer Chinuch. They weren't Gozer Chinuch of Achil and Shtiyah, Rechitzah and Sicha on little children. But on 12-year-old children, we see that they were Gozer Chinuch for Achil and Shtiyah. So why should Rechitzah and Sicha be any different? If we see that even though Achil and Shtiyah, they weren't geyser on little children because Heinrich Visayel, but when he turns 12, they were geyser it. Again, either because of my shtickle Torah or because it's a more important chinuch, whatever the plan is. But when he turns 12, they were geyser chinuch. So Rechitz and Sicha too, why should it be different? It's a package thing. So that's, I think, the tour. The tour says that once you find that that's the tour, that there's Kishem Shematzinu, that when he's 12 years old, there's a chinuch for Achil and Shtiyah. So there's a chinuch for Rechitz and for Rechitz and Sichatu and Shais also. Why should it be Chol? The kitzer. I have my hasbara with by mitzvah midrabbanan. I don't want to tie it to that because I think that this is compelling even without my shtickle Torah about that according to Rashi, when you're 12, you become by mitzvah midrabbanan. I think that's a nice word in Rashi, but I don't want to be mishabed everything to that. I think more broadly, the issue between the Torah on the one hand, this issue that whether there's chinuch v'rechitz and sicha, when you turn 12, do you have chinuch v'rechitz and sicha? And when you turn 10, do you have chinuch l'shoyis v'rechitz and sicha? Which is machlekes the Ran on the one end and the Torah on the other. I think what it depends on is how do I look at the two sugyas? I have a sugyan ayin ches of legozu v'rabbonu kasayin v'isayil. And I have a Gemara by us that talks about chinuch v'achil n'shtiyah. When you're 12, when you're 11, shoyis. What's the relationship between the two sugyas? The feed the Ran is a mechitza shel barzel that divides the Gemara ayin ches from our Gemara. The Gemara ayin ches is only talking about rechitza and sicha. It's not talking about achil n'shtiyah. Chinuch is a sakana altogether, so that we don't need to discuss why Ketan and little children don't fast. The Gemara Nayin Ches is talking about Rechitz and Sicha. That's there in the beginning of the parak. It's clear. He learns the Gemara Nayin Ches is talking about Rechitz and Sicha, since they're not a sakana, so therefore the Gemara asks, why is it mutter to do? And the Gemara answers, like Gozer Barabonim, Kayim and Naimi Vesai, they weren't Gozer, according to the Ran, it means they weren't Gozer, Rechitz and Sicha, because that's the whole Ran over there at the beginning of the parak, is to prove that Rechitz and Sicha are only the Rabbanim. So they're according to the Ran, the Gemara Nayin Ches is a Gemara about Rechitz and Sicha, and because they're only a Derabon and Rechitz and Sicha, they weren't Geizer Rechitz and Sicha by Ektanim, because Hain Revisayim. Agamor is on the other side of this Iron Curtain. Agamor is talking about Achil and Shtiyah. Achil and Shtiyah, is it Deraisa? And it's Gozer, and it's Chinuch. Except that it's Sakona. A man is a Tinoik, it's also to be mad at them, Shem Yavayla, they Sakona. When they go out of the Sakona, then it's Chinuch. So these Sukhsukhis have nothing to do with each other. So there's no reason Agamor should affect Agamor. And just because it says in our Gemara that at 12 years old he has to fast because not a sakon anymore, then why should that budge the Gemara Nayin Ches that says that they weren't Geizer Rechitz and Sicha because I knew he said. That's the Ram Neshik Tosoi who says exactly that. Masha Eikin, if you learn that the Gemara, like Rashi and Ayin Ches, that the Gemara Nayin Ches is also including Achil and Shtiyah in the Hainer Visayel and the Gozer Barabonon. So then the Gozer Barabonon is not saying because Rechitz and Sicha is an Eden Barabonon, they weren't Geizer Rangtana. We're talking about Achil and Shtiyah too. The Gemara Nayin Ches is talking about the Rabbanon of Chinuch, like Gozer Rabbanon Chinuch and Ketanim because Hainer Visayel. So it says in the Gemara Nayin Ches that they weren't Gozer Chinuch and Ketanim because Hainer Visayel. The Gemara by us says that when he's 12 years old, there is Chinuch. So I have to say that it changes when he's 12. There's no Chinuch before he's 12, but when he's 12, there is Chinuch. Again, either because of Maishtikul Torah and Rashi, because that's Parakashlam is Devayim. Or because Tom, we could say that they, when he was 12 already, that's a bigger chinuch, that's a more important chinuch, so that they were Gezer and Ketanim. Whatever. But Akoponim, it says in our Gemara that the Gemara Nayin Ches stops being true when you reach the age of 12. Because the Gemara Nayin Ches is talking about Achil and Shtiyah, and it says they weren't Gezer and Chinuch for Achil and Shtiyah because of Hainer Visayel, and our Gemara says that something changes when you become 12. So if it changes, look, I'll be Achil and Shtiyah, why shouldn't it change for Achitz and Sichatu? And that's the tour. The tour in the Rambam. Okay, I think we'll stop here. For tomorrow, I want to see the Hemshech of the Rosh. The rest of the Rosh is devoted to the Rif. The Rif had a totally different gears in the Gemara. And the Rif's gears in the Gemara is also the way the Rambam... The Rambam Paskins and the Shulchan Aruch, I think, also the Mechame. So that's important to Halacha. So I want to see the Rifs Mahalchan, the Hemshech of the Rosh, the Hemshech of the Rosh with the Rif. The Rosh brings the whole Lashon of the Rif. If you want, you could take a look at the Ran. The Ran also talks about the Rif. I'm not going to do the Ran inside, so not making it mandatory. Kedai to see the Ran if you can. And the Rambam, to see the Rambam. And if you really want, if you have time, it's kedai to see Rabbeinu Manoach and the Rambam. The Rambam is the end of Perek Beis. When the Rambam brings this halacha about Shir Chinuch L'Shoyis and so on, it's kedai to see Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach says very interesting things. There's also Taisis Yeshanim on the Sugya that's important. I'm not sure if we're going to talk about it. If we talk about it, well, we should talk about it. The Taisis Yeshanim. It's the first Taisis Yeshanim in the Amud. So that's maybe worthwhile seeing. I'm debating with myself whether we will. There's a whole need in the Chetayis Shonim opens up the issue of chinuch in general and its relationship to Katan Eichel Nevelis based on the Mitzvah Lafrishoi. It's a whole topic. I'm sort of debating, but it's not on our, it's a Shas topic. It's not so much in our sugya, although Chetayis Shonim talks about it over here. So I'm debating with myself if we want to spend time with it or if it takes us away from Yuma. Maybe we'll talk about it a little bit. It's quite an important sugya. Okay, so that's the plan. Okay, everybody should be well.
Thank you, Rabbi.
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 Yes.
Just one question. How can, like, if the Gemara of Chizda says it's